You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of Wig Hackers Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Coy. Well, we are here. We are doing this. And today, the topic of conversation is salon versus entertainment hair. Boop, boop, boo. Yeah, I'm going to go over kind of the similarities, the differences of working in a salon and working in the entertainment industry. So I'm going to give you my definition. So once again, I guess I need a little precursor out there. Anything that I talk about on this show is just from my point of view. So it could be right, it could be wrong, it could be indifferent, it could be whatever, but that's just how I think about it. So hopefully you're on that same page. And if I do get something wrong, let me know. I love to know things. I try to learn something new every day. And yeah, so let me know. So my definition for a salon is a place where clients go to have hair services done, be it cutting, coloring, styling, extensions, wigs. So it could be in that whole genre. You know, I know there are wig stores out there and whatever, but I don't, they're not professional. So I'm talking about on the professional side. So that's my ideal. So it could be an individually owned salon. It could be a full salon with like 20 stylists in it. We can have, you know, chair renters. We can have on the go mobile salons, whatever it may be. That's what I feel a salon is. So that's my definition. Long definition. And then working in the entertainment industry, there's a bigger bracket here. There's television and film, which is, you know, working on TV shows, movies, stuff like that. And then there's also theatrical. So that's, you know, anywhere like Broadway, off-Broadway, regional, anything of that nature. And then we have, you know, commercials and photo shoots and all that. So I kind of put all that in the entertainment side of my definition. So some of the pros to working in the salon industry, I feel, is that you do have the same spot to go every day. Oh, gosh. You know, with entertainment and film in particular, film and TV, we could be anywhere at any time. So wherever the script says, that's where we're going. I haven't had a chance to be on like a comedy show where it's all filmed in front of a live studio audience. I wish. I'm putting it out there. And I can have a parking spot. Yes. Yeah. So my big fight in life when I do get on a TV show is I need parking. It's almost the first thing I bring up in negotiations. So that's my, that's like a huge pro bonus for me. If you are working in a salon, you can, you know, kind of create your own hours. You can take on as many people as you want. You can work as long as you want, you know, and you can use any coloring you want. It's really, you know, it's your own creativity. You can build as quick as you want. You can learn as much as you want. And you can have weekends. You can have a day off. You can, you know, so that's like working in the salon, you know, but you're doing a lot of cuts on different people. You're doing a lot of colors on different people. It may be the same technique, just on, you know, if you're a blonde person, you are that blonde, you are making everybody blonde. Or if you're that balayage, they are going to be coming to you. So that's kind of the salon world. In the entertainment industry, it's kind of, we deal with whatever they show up with. sometime on TV and movies, there is a little bit more talk about looks, like say if it's like a Marvel thing or if it's like something very character specific. And then we have to kind of see who they cast. So
At the entertainment side, it's who do they cast, what color is their hair, how long is their hair, what are they supposed to be, you know? So like on Lincoln Rhymes, Hunt for the Bone Collector, it was literally people would be called the day before to work the next day. So they could literally care less what the hair looked like. So I would just like casting to send me a headshot of them or a selfie. I love the selfie. So I would have production send me a current selfie of them front and side. I don't need all four sides, just so I can have a little bit more of an idea on who they casted. Cause I know when we first started and, you know, planning, it's all about planning, but on a TV, on an episodic, meaning more than one episode, it can become very trying to catch up with yourself. Like they're all mini movies. So you're just like next. So it's really great not to have the same thing twice. But for example, if one episode takes 9 days to film and it only takes place in one day, that episode, we have to do the exact same thing every day. So that's where our continuity comes in. So photos and doing exactly the same thing, from holding the curling iron the same way. And I'm sure you've seen in movies and television shows, like you're just like, how, there's no way this was cut from this, like the hair is completely different. So that's kind of our job. It's on us to make it match as much as possible. You know, where we'll have, you know, other departments come to us and be like, here's some more photos. Could you really make it match? Those are fun. I like those. I love reshoots. Those are even better when they reshoot and they got their hair colored for another show. And then they come back and like, oh, but I was blonde before. Oh, great. So that's kind of like the major differences between salon and entertainment, you know, besides working, you know, anywhere. I mean, I worked out of a trailer for many movie on the side of the road, you know, and even when we worked at the stage, we would get them ready in the trailer and just walk in. And then on this last show, we had a trailer, and then we had our studio. At the studio, we had our hair and makeup room there. So we had to have like two of everything. And then, of course, me being me, I do, you know, some clients at home and I do wigs at home and stuff like that. So I have three. You heard me right. I have three of everything. It's great when I do have a show out, because then my apartment, my studio is like, woo, there's nothing in here. But then it all comes back. I haven't been blessed with having a show more than a season, which could be anywhere from 5 months to 7 months to 9 months, you know, so that's like the longest. Yeah, I think Blacklist was my longest run at a show, including Broadway. You know, Broadway's, they're pretty short and sweet. But theater on Broadway, they supply all the tools for you. You don't have to bring anything. So that's one difference between just entertainment history. You know, where the salon, you provide everything, you know, and then I'm sure clients want, you know, specific colors, if it's vegan, cruelty-free, and, you know, so then you have to start doing research. And I think both sides, you know, salon and entertainment, we should really know what we're putting on our clients. You know, is it cruelty-free? Is it vegan? Is it, you know, paraben-free? Like, they just need to know these things. And people are getting smarter. There's so much information out there now that we really want them to know. Well, they're telling us what they want, which is great to an extent. And I'm not going to say that I did put a cruelty-free label on a non-cruelty-free product that I don't know, but I thought it was cruelty-free, but don't quote me. But like, sometimes it's just like, all right, I need to use something that it's going to get the job done, if that makes sense. And anyway, so yeah, I should really have some better special effects sounds here or something. I don't know how to do that. Let's just be happy we have a great microphone and I can talk to y'all. So that's my major difference between the salon and entertainment, is the hours. Oh, we didn't even talk about the hours. So it's normally a 14-hour day. Like, just, it's 14 hours. We start with, you know, we try to start at 5 on Monday, if we can. But then if we go 14 hours, you know, what is that? Then 14, then it's like 9-ish, right? Is that 9? 12? 30, yeah. So then 9. So then the actors get a 12-hour turnaround, so they can't be back in until 9. Boop. So we're already 3 hours. So then, you know, so it just goes on and on. So then by Friday, we're doing a Friday. We're coming into work around like 5 p.m. And we're working all day, all night, and all day Saturday. Yeah, welcome to our lives. Unless we're really good and we like catch up and we really let people know like what they need and what they don't need. But if we're good filming, you know, and some people just don't like to work that late. I love directors that don't work that late. I love it. So make sure you check out my social media. Find me there. Because I kind of do these podcasts kind of in like little groupings so I can have a couple weeks ahead so I know what I'm talking about. But I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, queries, concerns. Please let me know on any social media. Daniel Coy Official on Instagram and Daniel Coy on Facebook. And Twitter is Daniel Coy. Yeah, you can probably find the link in one of them. But unless you're already following me and you're just liking to listen to my voice, which I thank you for listening this far in. I hope you had a little laughs and chuckles during it because I am. So until next time.
Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.